the nightlife was just absolutely draining until, of course, I opened up to Carolyn and started talking about it. And she said, oh, well, you can ask for, you know, a rest. And I said, I can ask. I didn't realize there was that. And apparently, if you put the intention out before you go to sleep that you're going to get all the rest that you need, you will. And I tell you, Ian, the first night I implemented that, I had a dream experience where I had just gotten out of school. In my dream, there is school on the other side, and I had my briefcase, and I went into a room. They ushered me into a room, and there was a bed, and they laid me down to sleep. Now, I call them ethereal bodyguards for lack of anything else. Need to have a little sense of humor. And I remember resting lightly and a knock coming on the door, and my ethereal bodyguard, essence, he goes over to the door, and he opens it, and there's another essence saying, okay, we need her, you know, we need her to work, she's got a job, we've got something for her to do. And my ethereal essence says, excuse me, no, she needs her rest. You know, go call on somebody else. And they were persistent, and so was my ethereal essence. And then he closed the door and said, nope, that's it. She'll come out when she's ready. And I realized I was being looked after. I had no concept that there was a choice previous to that. So just having that one simple tool, all of a sudden, I was getting all the rest I needed every night and yet still doing all the things that I do as a fringe dweller. And I was also able to cope a lot better with my waking reality. So that was a really remarkable change for me.
We're talking with Monica Holy. The book is Fringe Dweller on the Night Shift. Where does the term fringe dweller start?
Now, it's curious because fringe dweller now seems to be quite the buzzword. But years ago, when it first came into my being, what happened was, my spirit guides actually gave me the name in a dream. And they said, you're a fringe dweller, a buffer between two worlds. And you are to use your art as an introduction to the other side. And you're to get your artwork out there. And I just woke up and I didn't even know what the term fringe dweller was other than what they had given me. And I just went with it. I just went with it because I thought, okay. And so it's literally that. It's a fringe dweller that, you know, I have my toes in both worlds. And when I'm in my dream state, I'm aware that I'm dreaming. I'm lucid dreaming. So my subconscious, my logical mind is along for the as a passenger in the back seat. So there you've got both of those worlds working together.
Right,
and,
right.
So that's the basis of the definition of it as I see it as my experience.
So as a fringe dweller, as they tell you this, you begin to sort of embrace this, know that you've got this unique gift that comes out at nighttime. Does it ever happen in the daytime? Do you start to, is there, after you wake up, you know, you punch out the clock and that's it, you're done? Or do you feel the call? Is there like people who are, like what you would be with any job, where they call up and say, hey, we need you to work an extra shift today?
It's changed over the years. It was, I was more of the well-known type of psychic medium as a child, being clairsentient, clairaudient, you know, that sort of thing. As I've gotten older and spent more time on the night shift, what's happened is, for myself, is that I mainly have intuitive messages that come through as I'm going about my daily work. Usually if I'm about to make a phone call, you know, or if I'm, you know, it tips in some ways of, no, don't go there, don't drive there now, don't go today, and I have those sorts of things. But I do seem to, it's starting to happen now. Things are changing. When I travel, I seem to be encountering ghosts a little bit more when I travel at either, you know, bed and breakfast places or even friends' homes now. It's starting to come about more now. And I don't know why that is. It's just another transition in life. But change.
In a waking state and you're seeing ghosts.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are picking up some overtime these days. You're not just when you're when you're sleeping. So then you start to, now taking it seriously, now you feel like, you know, you've got a purpose, you've got a mentor in a therapist who's saying, you know, this is your destiny, this is who you are, you have permission, in a sense, you know, to start to do this. How is it that you start to, what, tell us about the training process. You said there was school involved and that you were getting called off the bench. What was it like those first couple of months as you were learning to become a fringe dweller?
Well, I don't know if it started at any other particular time. The schooling bit started where I'd go to school on the other side, started a number of years ago, not necessarily just with working with Carolyn. Let me distinguish that when I was a child and I had all these experiences, they were natural to me. I didn't know anything different. Each experience itself was a learning experience. For example, in the waking reality, if a child falls down and he's never fallen down before and he scrapes his knee, it's going to hurt, it's going to bleed, and he now has that experience, you know, and it just grows from there as a child grows. It's similar for me. When I was a toddler, I had these experiences not knowing that life was supposed to be necessarily any different than that. So I had that. But what happened was, is with each experience, it expanded on the previous one. And it wasn't until I really embraced it with Carolyn, because she gave me the coping tools. I think when you fully, like you mentioned it, Ian, you said permission-based. When you finally embrace yourself truly for who you are, and you come into a place where you love yourself for all the, you know, so-called blemishes or faults, and you truly love yourself, you're then open to embracing absolutely everything. And I came to embrace every living day as a bonus. And I think because I'm so open, the experiences just kept expanding on that. And what happened was, is I started going to school a little bit more on the other side, but it's twofold. On the other side, school is not only as a teacher, but as a student, you take turns, and that's a whole nother world.
Okay.